I don't know. You have to ask the anthropologists and the sociologists and whatever. I don't know. I have no idea.
I don't know about it too much.
Kodesh Baruch Hu had 12 Shvatim. Each Shevet had a different Nusach and a different language and a different approach to being Oyvid Hashem. I don't know.
My
son's Daf Kesher, that's what it chose. You know,
boy, so I've got a Gemara to go to if you want. I don't know, I have to sit here, I'm saying, discussing social anthropology 101. Are we learning or I can go back to my Gemara? we've got a thesis we have to work out. Ellie didn't do it, so I have to do it. So.
I did the next one.
You got the next thesis clear?
I think so.
So you can give sure. I haven't got it clear yet. All right. So we spoke yesterday about this hidden light that is in every yid, and that the chitzoni, the yetzer hara, plasters over and we don't see it. A few blows from the goyim, from the mesa'ilam, reveals this hidden light. That's what we said. And it's a halacha, because a lachik nafka minas, the person gives a get or he brings a korban after he's been whipped. We say it's the tzaynoi. Ah, you beat him into submission. No, you beat his yetzer hara out of the way, and now he can function properly. You magale his rotzer to do the rotzer Hashem by getting rid of the yetzer hara. So he did it. Kritzayne. Me'atach itzayni shel yetzer huma machase zoa pnimius nafshe shel yudi. It's the external trappings of the yetzer hara that masks the beauty, the shining innerness of the neshama of a Jew. Sharei mizorei shel Avram Avinu. He's a descendant of Avram Avinu. Zera kodesh hamuchan lisaref chai al kiddush Hashem b'kol rega kashe umas ha'olam mesirus mimenu ma'at et mechas machesa hachayim res al yedei atzoreis shayim oilis lo. When the Goyim come along and they remove this covering of Chaim Reis via the Yusurim and Tzoris that they cause for the year, then bursts forth this eternal light that is what a Jew is. When that light is not hidden, it flows, it shines very, very bright. כי זה הסיפור המרגש של יהודי בפוילן של טרי משור. There was a Jew who was a mumma and in Poland during the Holocaust. יהודי זה נטבל לנוצרס. He was baptized. רחמון לצלן, became a Christian. ועולה והתקדם בסולם החברתי. יידיש הקופ. He proceeded through very, very successfully through the channels of the corporate climb in Neutzlichkeit. At Shagile Masharas Rosh Ha'ir, he became the Rosh Ha'ir, became the mayor of the city. If he should need to support me, Yudim Mumma, who hikbin es oila al achiva Yudim. Normally, what used to happen when you had a Mumma in those days, they were the biggest anti Semites, more than the Goyim. They became very, very harif against the Yidden. Gzar aleim, gzeiris, kasher is achzorius lelo rachim. Without any mercy, he was goyze gzeiris, cruelty on the Yidden. V'achvois liyasechem migdoili antishimim v'tukufosoi. He became one of the greatest anti-Semites of his generation. We have it today as well, by the way. From Jews that go off the derech and become Muslims, become the worst anti-Semites that you can have. There's such a thing. Kids that went to yeshiva, went off the derech, and today are leaders of the world Muslim ISIS and all these things. There's a Yidden there. The head of the Muslim Student Society, which is one of the most rabid, radical Muslim associations in America, the head of it is a guy that lived in yeshiva in Brooklyn.
Unbelievable.
So it's not a new phenomenon. Yishmael was also a nice Jewish boy until he... So this is not a new phenomenon. It's not a phenomenon that doesn't exist. Yidden that go off and become something else are usually the biggest anti-Semites you can find. What happens? The Nazis arrived in the town, rounded up all the Yidden and sent them to the camps. The Nazis weren't interested if you converted or not. You had a bit of Jewish blood or even a schmeck of Jewish blood from your grandfather from three generations back, whatever. Yeah, I must speak to him. They asked him, are you a Jew? He kept quiet. He didn't admit, he didn't deny. They started interrogating him and torturing him to find out, are you a Jew? They're going to give him a test. Let's see if you're Jewish or not. They brought him to the shul. They put a Sefer Torah in his hands. And they told him, you throw the Sefer Torah on the floor and you trample on it. You'll do that, then we know you're not Jewish. Holding the Sefer Torah in front of the Nazis, he started singing and dancing b'simcha. Thank you. You've given me back my Jewishness. I threw away my Jewishness like it was a useless vessel. You've given me back my Jewishness. Thank you. And with that Jewish pride, he went off to his death. Throw a sefer on the floor and trample it. What do you think? This was a Jew who was the worst of the worst of a Yid. He's a mummer. Poshna, mummer le kolay tera kulay. And yet, pushed to the core by the Nazis, what happens? He does ask Kiddush Hashem, besimcha, besimcha, because that's who he really was. And how many stories do we know like this? Through all the ages, lo mashu chadash. You have a Yetzirah that hides over that Nekudas HaEmes until that Nekudas HaEmes is so far that it can't impact on the Yid. Therefore, you need something to come along to whip the Yetzirah out of the way a little bit, make the cracks in the walls so that this pilot light can start burning into a big flame. That's why I never give up on a Jew. Never give up on a Jew, no matter where he is, no matter where he is holding. You keep fanning the flames, eventually it'll burn. And eventually it'll burst into flames. Don't give up. There's a Maisa I heard, Maisa Shehoyo, of a father came to the Rav to say that my son's about to marry a Shiksa. You have to help me. The father said you should come to me 20 years ago. A little bit late now, the Chasen is tomorrow, or whatever you want to call the ceremony, is tomorrow, and you want me now to stop him marrying this girl that he loves, and what do you want from him? Father started crying, please, please, please. The Rav said, all right, tell your son to come to me 12 o'clock tonight. 12 o'clock at night, whatever, he mishachneh, the son came, knocks on the door, Rolf opens the door, says, come with me. Walks across to the road to the shul. Rolf lived opposite the shul, went to the shul. Dark in the shul, just in there, Tommy. Opened up the Aron HaKodesh, took out the Sefer Torah and gave it to him. Said, all I need you to do is throw it on the floor and trample on it. What are you talking about? You're mad. He said, I'm telling you now, throw it on the floor and trample on it. Shocked. Started screaming at him. You don't know what I'll do to you if you don't throw that thing on the floor now and you'll trample on whatever. And I couldn't even start crying. He said, what do you think you're doing tomorrow when you go get married to a shiksa? What do you think you're doing? You're throwing a tzaifetor on the floor and you're trampling on it. That's what you're doing. You must know. That's what you're doing tomorrow when you get married. Put the tzaifetor back and went. Kid never went to the chuppah or whatever it is that they had. Couldn't. That's what you do. You're trampling on the Sefer Torah. I wouldn't try it unless you know what you're doing today, because today you're not a prophet. Yudi ze chayes chayev keboged ba'amay b'medrega rishoyna. This guy was a traitor to his people of the first order. When the goyim come and reveal this inner light, this inner neshama, nothing stands in its way. This Jews lost completely. And not just gave it up and went to live in the mountain somewhere, you know, became a monk somewhere. No, he was out there mamash terrorizing Jews. And yet when the crunch came, and that's the promise that Hashem made to Avraham Avinu after the Akedah. Ukapirusha shela Ramban, v'nei huftach shelo yigrem shum chet sheyeh chazara, ushipol b'yad oiva v'lo yokum. And that's the promise of our future gula. There's no such thing as a Jew that's going to fall, that's not going to be able to get up. We get up. A Jew gets up, no matter from where he is. Kashas on the Rambam Paskins, there's certain people that can't get up, can't ever do tshuva, and don't ever chalik in Olam Haba. Well, those are the rare exceptions. Ubo ha'abodim ba'aretz oshu, v'anidchokhim eretz mitzrayim, v'ishtochim v'lashem ba'ar ha'kodesh b'ushalayim. Posuk mefurish in Yeshaya. The lost ones will come from eretz Ashur, and the nidochim, the ones that are pushed away and far away, will come from eretz Mitzrayim, and they will all come to bow down at the mountain, the holy mountain of Hashem in Yerushalayim. Ashur, don't know. Where is Ashur? Syria? Assyrian? Whatever. Bosan Kherev is Mabulbal is Haumos. It's all a big. And then the British came and chopped up all these places as well. And before the Second World War, none of these places existed. There was no Jordan, Syria. Syria, Lebanon, these places didn't exist as the way they live today. Saudi Arabia, Yemen, none of these places existed. Came along, made some whatever. That's obviously what Hashem wanted. Aval, yo, haklal oile midvareinu kfi shekva hakdamnu, hu shetos hi lirois besavle shel ha'am yehudi einish greider. What comes from everything we've said now, it's a mistake to think and to see the suffering of the Jewish people as a punishment only. We're not worse than any of the other goyim. Ula metziyoseinu metziyas shoneh. We have a different metziyas. It's hard for us to get this. Eh? We live in a generation that lives under a star of thou shalt not see the difference between a Jew and a goy. Terribly impolite and politically incorrect to say that we're even different from the goyim, let alone that we're better than them. And that's the star we live under, the Metzias, you can't help it. We don't see the difference between a Jew and a Goy. Unless you lived with them long enough, and you spent time with them long enough, you know there's a difference. But kids growing up in Eretz Yisrael who never ever get to meet a Goy, have anything to do with a Goy, they don't know the difference between a Jew and a Goy. They don't get it. מציאה של בני עולם הבא, בני קלמוסונו, בני קהל חי. We're a different מציאה לגמרי. Our world is עולם הבא, their world is עולם הזה. We בני בחירי ישראל, we're Hashem's only child. It's a completely different קשר. אם נדע לשמוע על יחודנו ונשתדל בכל מעשינו, דיברנו, מחשבנו, להיות בני עולם הבא. If we'll know from our own intelligence to guard our uniqueness and try with all our maisim and diburim and machshavas to be bnei olam haba, to do the rotzon Hashem, im yaskilu hayodim lekadesh es Hashem b'chayei mutav, if we'll be zeiche to mekadesh Hashem shemayim while we're alive through our day-to-day deeds, as good, wonderful. Ach gam im lav lo bitul sikuyim velo efset tikvosom, and if not, so then the chances and the hope isn't wiped out at all. Chas v'chalila, b'sofa shel dover hem yishuvu el avim shebeshamayim. In the end, they'll come back. They'll come back. Go listen to the stories in a place like Yeshivas Rashi. Go talk to the Bochrim, ask them where they were a year ago, 2 years ago, and look at where they are today. Go have a look. This one was in jail, this one was here, this one was there. Stories, sipurim, no rhyme. And look at them today. Steiging, learning, marrying, buildings, homes, but Neve Tzion. who doesn't know the products of Yeshivas Neve Tzion in Telstar? Kids came in there, who knows where they'd been, criminals, drugs, you have no idea, the lowest of the low. And go look at them today. Tiferes, beauty, beautiful, beautiful. בספר של דובה הם ישיבו להבין של שמיים, אין זה נקומו אינש, אלא זיקוך ותארה. Hashem's not revengeful in punishing them. He's punishing them. A little bit of melting them down, punishing them, bringing out the... getting rid of the Yetzirah so that the Neshama can shine through. זו קיבה שאין כמוי לטוי וגומו השלם, וזו עליה לא אילה ומזבח אבס השם. That's number one. The Yisurim that we see and people are going through is not a punishment, it's not a comment. There's that aspect as well, I'm not saying not. But the ik is Hashem's getting ready for us to greet Mashiach. And we sometimes need to be woken up. There's a big kasha on this. What's the big kasha? According to what we just said now, the only people that should be having any suffering are the ones that are not Shrei Metoyer and the Mitzvahs. Those that are Shrei Metoyer and Mitzvahs and are doing the Rotzon Hashem, being Kadosh Shem Shemayim B'chayov, shouldn't have to have any Yisurim. Poshut, no? If it's not Poshut, then you haven't understood the Sugya properly. If you don't have this Kasha, you haven't understood what we've been saying for the last week. Because his Neshama is shining bright. יהודים רבים שלמים וטהרים כדי שעליון מקדשי השם שמיים בכם כיצק אבינו עוינה ונדבוכי ולא נשמע שום בת קול מן השמיים בבצלם מנוי לסלק הסגזרים עליהם. They were hidden כדי שעליון כיצק אבינו who were tortured and shechted on the מזבח, and there was no bus call coming out and saying, excuse me, no, he's fine, don't mess with him. He's being Mekadosh Shem Shemayim with his life. He doesn't have to dial Kiddush Hashem. He doesn't need suffering. He doesn't need punishment. He doesn't need Tzah Gidol Bonim. He doesn't need Panossi. No? He's a tzaddik. Leave him alone. We never heard a bus call coming out and saying that. Heim huku oinu shpolu nargu v'niftochoy b'kol oisam doirei shel shmad. Shegeidam Yisrael. In the Holocaust was the first ones that were taken and suffered with the tzaddikim. That the Nazis knew what they were doing. The first thing they did when they came into town was went off to the Rabbonim. Went off to the yeshivas.
Went after who?
The Rabbonim. Went off to the yeshivas, went off to the Bokhri. They knew that that's how you destroy Klal Yisrael. Hachal mido chuban abayis shebo naogu asora aruga malchus. The asora aruga malchus. It started there. Kedoy shielion she'en lanu kol asoga v'tvisa v'mayis kedushosom. We can't even begin to imagine what that looks like. Take the biggest gadol today and multiply it and multiply it and multiply it and multiply it until we get to what the Asari Rugi Malchus were. כדי שאליון שאין לנו כל הסוג אחרי הם ישוינים בעלי טויספס בקופס מס הצלב the בעלי טויספס the bale toises, you know what? You know what they went through. You need a toises. You think they were sitting in an air-conditioned base midrash somewhere in the French Riviera? You know, they were being tortured, pursued, chassis burnt in the streets. 34 wagon loads of manuscripts, handwritten manuscripts. They didn't have printing presses. The Crusades, the Derech Gadola, Chreinim, Begzeres HaInquisitia, Begzeres Tak Vatat. The Inquisition and the Gzeres Tach V'Tat, who do you think they were killing? V'ad l'dor ha'achron b'shoah, z'chut kulam togan aleinu. Keitzad novin tofazu. Shebegadol yisrael v'tzedika mubulim v'sleif v'lesham mises mishunot. Powerful kasha this. Powerful kasha this. You've explained very nicely that there's a need for the suffering and the Yisurim in order to knock the Yetzirah out the way so that the holy light that we have inside of us can shine forth. Good. There's a thing called living your life as Kiddush Hashem, and there's a thing called dying as Kiddush Hashem. Good. But what's it got to do with the tzaddikim? Why are they the ones that are getting wept? Many good, holy people would prefer to leave this question unanswered. Please don't tread in this arena because this is Mokum Kodesh and we have no right to enter there and ask these kind of questions. V'achein katanim anu michdai lefaresh ledat is darach Hashem. In Achinami, we are too small to explain and understand the ways of Hashem. I think we know that. Ulamakivan sheshayla zu eini nachlas ha'ayuva bilvad. Because this question is not just a historically interesting question, what happened in the past. V'eini rak biru perek ha'historia betoldas ha'meinu bilvad. Not just a way to clarify some chapters in our Jewish history. Zula maisa. This is a question that affects our day-to-day existence. We're living today with the sugi of tzadik v'ralo rosh v'toivlo. The seven in Yisurim is happening now. And we need to understand what is the seven in Yisurim that's happening to us now. When we see Tzadik V'ralo Rosh V'toivlo. L'chein lo nuchel it'alim imenu v'chai v'nanu la'yishiv la'atzmeinu tshuva l'fi'archeinu. Therefore we can't just pack up and walk away and say this is not for us to understand. You have to understand it. Yeah, you don't have to understand anything. Just do what you're told and carry on. But there's that element as well. But we need to understand what's going on so we can be more dead with it. And we need to, according to our level, understand what we can understand. Ultimately we can't understand. But we need to be able to understand. Avada, the first thing we need to know is there's suffering, you have to feel pain, and you have to know that Kola Tova, and it's all good. Kola Tova, this is good, thank you Hashem. But we need to understand, where is there room for Tzadik V'ralo, Rosh V'toivlo? There's a law. It doesn't need, I'll show you how bad it is. The beginning of Shara Bechina. I think I brought this here before. Analyzing and investigating the wisdom of Hashem that you see in the Bria is the closest way of coming to a Hakara of his Metzias. And the safest way to come to know and recognize his oneness, genuine oneness, and I'm adding this in, and the quickest way to get to Betochen in Hashem, easiest way to get to Betochen in Hashem, through Shara Bechina. Shara Betochen is a little bit harder. You can get to Betochen through Shara Bechina as well. It explains why you have to bring Shara Bechina now, before Shara Betochen. Explains why, what the state of the safe is. So that we'll recognize our obligation to serve Hashem. Because that's why we were born. Okay. You see, it's very, very important to do this. To be boichin in the Bria, to see and understand the Chochmah of the Boire, to come to be a proper Eved Hashem. It's right at the beginning. You can't even begin to start without this. Rav Avigdor Miller's whole Torah is based on Shara Bechina. If you go and listen to Avigdor Miller, that's what he's talking about. Nifladika stuff. So he says like this. I'm just reading in the Leif Tov in the Akdomia, just because we haven't got time. I'm going to go through the whole thing now. L'marot she'esh le'bechina chashivas rabba. There's an enormous importance to Shara Bechina. You're listening to David. You can change your life by listening to what I'm telling you now. If you listen to what I'm telling you now and you practice this 5 minutes a day, I promise you within a week you'll be a different person. Guarantee it. Money back guaranteed. You spend 5 minutes doing what he tells you to do. 5 minutes doing what he tells you to do every day. In a week you'll be a completely different person. That's how important this is. So what's the problem? But doing this, you'll come to a yediyah, a knowledge of the existence of Hashem and His oneness. And through that, he'll come to recognize his obligation to serve his Creator. Most people don't do this. Most people, he's talking to from people. We're not talking about, well, most people live in Tel Aviv, so why should they do it? No. Unzere Menschen, our people, most people don't do this. Biglal Sholosh Sibois, for three reasons. So the two reasons he brings are not what we're dealing with now. We'll mention them, but I want to get to the third one. The first one is Radifach Rehevla Oilamaseh. People are too busy running off to the Nadishkat of this world that they don't need themselves time to analyze and see the wisdom of Hashem in the world. The second one is Zahergel Betoivus. I'm so used to having everything good. My heart beats, my eyes see, I walk. You know, I'm used to it already. You know, what's the problem? You woke up this morning astounded that you could see. You jumped out of bed and woke your wife up and said, "Wow, I can see." No, why not? Because you see and you see and you've been seeing every day for the last 100 years. So what's the problem? If the person couldn't see for 3 years, he'd wake up. There was a mice like this in the Tivot. Guy woke up and he couldn't see. 3 years he drayed around until eventually one morning he woke up, he could see. So he woke up and he could see, he went, "Oh, so I can see, big deal, what's the problem?" He probably woke up the whole world, phoned everybody, just, "I can see." Why? Because you break the hergel. Fine. The third one is, and that's our subject, Tzadik Viralo. Hamikrim harayim vahev seidim. The bad things that happen, the so-called bad things that are happening. Kishem poigim ba'odim she'enu ma'amim she'bo alav b'tzedek. When these things happen to a person, he doesn't believe that Magieli, he doesn't believe that they're coming to him with Hashem's dik duk that this is the best thing. They cause him to rebel against Hashem and to become a koifer toy from Hashem. No, when you're koifer toy from Hashem, you don't spend your days analyzing and looking at the beauty and the wondrous world that he created for us. That's what's very important for us to get an answer to the question. Because if we can't answer this question, why is there a thing called Tzadik Viralo, Rosh HaBatoivlo? Not last year, the year before, 100 years ago, in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, why is the Tzadikim suffering more than the Rishoyim? Now, today, in my own life, we have to understand this. Because if not, if you don't get this clear, Ma'od Mod Kasher to get to what he's talking about. And if you don't do what he's talking about, you have no chance. No chance whatsoever. A person who doesn't spend a few minutes every day just being awestruck by the enormity of the Chochmah and the wisdom of the world that he lives in, and the Chesed that Hashem's doing, called Rega V'Rega. If he doesn't take 5 minutes out to just think about it, you're lost. You're lost, completely lost. So we have to get an answer to this question. Next time.